Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Spencer Davis bringing us back. That's Steve Winwood, back when he was a little bitty guy. Quick break. It's coming out of a quick break, I should say. We're at 17 till the hour. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Kathy Perry. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find the lady who is my social media expert and who would be glad to be yours if you need some help with your social media strategy. She's one of the best in the world. Kathy, thanks again for being here. Let's talk about Facebook, and then I have some things I want to say at the end of this little segment. But sure. Give us a report on some of the new stuff that's going on with Facebook.
Big news. Mark Zuckerberg did a press release, press announcement this week, and he is making some big changes, major changes to the news feed to show more content from friends and family. And there will be less content from publishers. They are trying to clean it up because they are losing people. Because the news feed is being flooded with
held hostage by a bunch of stuff people don't want to see.
Absolutely. Well, especially, you know, he's talking about, we believe, mostly organic. I think we're still going to see the ads, but the organic pages that you might follow, and those pages, they're trying to clean up something called engagement bait. And that's a way that people use Facebook to spam and to grow their engagement metrics and rank higher in the news feeds. And those are when they make a post that specifically says they ask people to like, share, or comment, or engage with the post just to be able to grow their engagement, you know, their ranking higher in the algorithm. So Facebook figured that one out, and they said, no, we're going to start penalizing those pages.
Wow.
That are just baiting people to say, you know, because a lot of people will do these posts and they'll make a comment and they say, if you like this, you know, comment yes. And then you get a whole bunch of people that do that, and that would just, you know, up their rankings.
Do you agree with me that this is an example? I don't want this to sound too gratuitous, but do you agree with me when I say that what they're dealing with right now, what Zuckerberg's dealing with right now, and the issues that you just brought up, is they created all this power. They created all this, this digital leverage. But nobody discussed, other than, you know, you and I talk about it on the show, but we don't even always use the right word. We haven't always used the right word for what we're discussing. And it's what I call, it's what I'm lumping into a term of ethics. What are the ethics of doing business on Facebook? Isn't that what we're dealing
Absolutely.
With right now? Isn't Zuckerberg and aren't people going to have to start thinking about the ethics of social media?
Absolutely. And that is a problem because they're realizing that people are not happy with all of the things that are coming through their feed because it's not relevant. It's not something they're interested in, but they're popping in based on the algorithms. And obviously it's because there's billions of posts, right, taking place. And so they're using robots to manage it, and people figure out how to game the system.
And the robots only react based on the instructions that they've been given, which could be
Absolutely.
Helpful for some and not helpful for others. And this is all part of what I'm talking about when I talk about the fact that we're rolling very fast out of an analog ethical world into a digital world that has to have a new approach to ethics, not throwing away the fundamentals that have held us together, but finding a new way to apply it. In other words, what does trust look like at the speed of gigahertz?
Right.
And
right.
We have to start having this conversation,
thing.
Don't we?
Yes, it's a difficult thing for them to police. They're trying to, and actually, it was such an amazing statement because Mark Zuckerberg said, "Now, I want to be clear, by making these changes, I expect the time people spend on Facebook and some measures of engagement will go down.
Mm-hmm.
But I also expect the time you do spend on Facebook will be more valuable." So he's definitely trying to make it more valuable, but obviously, who knows?
He's admitting he's created a monster, though, too.
He has.
That's called admitting I've created a monster.
He's trying to fix it.
Yeah.
He's trying to fix it.
Yeah, and it's all about...
It's going to impact a lot of publishers.
It's all about digital leverage in the hands of people who don't know how to use it ethically. And when I say ethically,
exactly.
I don't mean unethically, that you're being unethical. I'm just saying a lack of ethics, a lack of how to behave.
Well, and there are absolute scammers.
Yeah,
scammers.
I'm not even talking about the bad guys. I'm talking about the good guys. That's what I'm worried about. I'm worried more about the good guys than the bad guys. Hold on to that thought. Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back. KathyPerry.com. That's her website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.